The Infinite, written by Patience Agbabi and read by Waruchi Appiah.
To Solomon and Valentine, for showing me the portal to secret, dystopian, and magical worlds. Some people say that we are fighting for our future, but that is not true. We are not fighting for our future. We are fighting for everyone's future. Greta Thunberg. Chapter 0100. L. Something bad just happened, and I want to leap back in time to make it unhappen. But you're not supposed to solo leap till your free leap, which is 12 years old for annuals. I won't be free leap until the 29th of February, 3 days' time. I just ran out of double geography and now I'm in the corridor. I'm tongue-tied and my face is burning red with humiliation, and I can still hear Mr. Carter's old creaky voice in my memory. Ow! Where are you going? I check my watch. 15:01, Wednesday, 26th February. I close my eyes to block out the muffled shouts from the classroom, the yellow walls of the corridor, the smell of sweat and all the bad thoughts colliding in my head about the bad thing that happened and getting into trouble for running out of a lesson. I'm thinking about leaping back in time so the bad thing won't happen. I don't mean to leap. That would be wrong. When I have that thought, another one comes into my mind at the same time. Will athletics club still be on tonight? It's usually 5 o'clock on a Wednesday, but someone said it might be cancelled. I imagine doing running around the track to keep myself calm, and it feels like it's actually happening. My body goes fizzy, charged up like a battery. Something very strange is happening to me. My body isn't any bigger, but it's much stronger. I'm no longer L. I'm L to the power of three. My head begins to spin so fast I stop thinking about running. I try to think about nothing at all, but I've never felt so happy like I could take on the whole world. I clasp my hands tight. Everything goes dark. I hear a door open. Classroom chatter pours out like a tidal wave. I open my eyes. Things slowly come into focus, like my eyes are a camera. I'm sitting on the grass by the school track next to the long jump pit. My watch says 1700. My mouth is a capital O. I just leapt 1 hour 59 minutes into the future. I feel dizzy, like I've been in a spin dryer at the laundrette and my skin's still damp. When I try to move, I throw up all over the grass, but it doesn't make me sad. It makes me feel better. I look around me. No one's doing slow jog or high knees. No one's spinning in the discus circle. Athletics really is off tonight. So nobody saw me appear out of thin air. Nobody saw me leap from the corridor. Only you and I know what happened. I'm tongue-tied with everyone. Except you. It's easier talking to you because I don't know what you look like or if your eyes are rolling clockwise or anti-clockwise because I said something odd or rude like, how many days have you suffered from acne? I'm autistic, so sometimes I'm very direct or say the wrong thing at the wrong time. But I love words, the sound and shape of them and how they feel on my tongue. And I love sprinting and long jump because it's the closest you get to flying. And when I talk about sprinting and long jump, it's like the words come to life and I'm pounding down the runway, launching myself into the air. It's the best thing ever. I like it here beside the track. If I was a millionaire, I'd build my house right here. How fast can you run the 100 metres? My PB is 13.12 seconds, which gives me an 89.59% age grade. That means I'm almost in the top 10% in the world for 11-year-olds. I want to run in the Olympics and stand a good chance because I'm a leapling with the gift and the Olympics only happens in a leap year. My favourite Olympics is Mexico City, 1968. My favourite athlete of all time is Bob Beamon. Bob Beamon made a world record in the long jump of 8.90 metres at the 1968 Olympics. They had to send someone out of the stadium to buy an old-fashioned tape measure so they could measure the jump properly.